Welcome to the Women Veterans Leadership Podcast. We help manufacturing and technology companies create women veterans in leadership programs to enhance diversity, equity, and inclusion metrics and employer brand reputations. Over the last 20 years, Rolanda has used coaching, consulting, and strategic planning to help women excel in their careers. This podcast will cover women veteran retention, leadership development, professional development, and much more. Make sure you never miss an episode by clicking the follow or subscribe button now. Now here's your host, Rolanda Sumner, the CEO and founder of Life After Service Transitional Coaching, or LASCO. Today we're going to talk about the signs your employees are disengaged and what it costs your organization. And also we're going to talk about how to address it, all right? So disengaged employees often leave after their paid time off is exhausted. Their performance has dropped. They've been verbally and sometimes legibly disciplined, and their negativity has spread through the team. Essentially, one-third of one employee's salary is flushed down the drain when a company chooses not to address employee disengagement. If a team's average salary is $16 an hour or $33,280 annually per member, then one disengaged employee costs $11,093 per year. And that means that $11,093 will walk out the door when they walk out the door. Now, that might not look like much if it's just one person, right? Like, oh, it's just one person, big deal. But imagine losing 10 and 20 people. That number exponentially multiplies. So instead of losing $11,093, you might lose $110,000, and so on and so forth. So you should pay attention to disengaged employees. Unchecked employee disengagement can kill a team's profitability and productivity, as the entire team could be affected by the disengagement and negatively affect the organization. So here are five signs that your team may be, or your employees may be, disengaged, okay? One, sick days and time off are being taken at higher rates. Now, let's think about this. Outside of a pandemic, someone taking more sick days and it's rising and their time off is rising, it's not particularly a good thing. If they're taking sick days, that means they're probably going to the doctor more often, which means more sick employees means they're using the health insurance, which can cost your company some money, right? And then more time off. You want them to have time off, but you also don't want them to take all of their time off right now. You know, you want them to use it judiciously so work can be done, they can be happy, and they have some throughout the year. At this point, when sick days and time off are being taken at higher rates, a lot of times it'll get to the point when the employee or employees start to take unpaid sick time. They're like, I don't care. I'm going to be home taking more mental health time. And I do not discount mental health time. It is necessary sometimes, especially if you're in a work environment that's toxic. It's necessary. However, it can, you know, if your employees are taking more unpaid time off, they're not getting the job done. Okay. It can mean that the employee is looking for a job. They just don't want to be there, but they're not getting the job done. Your employees would rather avoid the workplace than be paid. Firing should not be your first step. Instead, it would help if you found out what they value more and found ways to satisfy that desire. Not everybody is motivated by money. And even if you pay people more, that doesn't mean they're going to stay. What is happening? What are they not getting from the workplace? Are they getting a lot of toxicity and you're not recognizing it? Ask questions. 2, overtime pay and other incentives for extra work and higher performance are rejected. In other words, your employees wouldn't do any extra work if you paid them. You cannot pay them to put in a little extra effort. And then on top of that, you don't want to make a habit of paying them to put in regular effort. You don't want to incentivize regular effort because you're going to go broke. So overtime and other incentive pays for extra work or higher performance are rejected. They don't care. 3, teams' cohesion is falling apart. What once was a strong bonded union has now degraded to individuals out for themselves. So at one time you had a team that everybody was pretty close professionally. People talk to each other. They stop by their desk and see how they're doing. They know about each other's kids and families. They may not visit each other in person, but they communicate easily and freely. Now nobody's talking to each other. They are fighting more often. Folks are looking out for number one, themselves. And then if there's time, maybe they might look out for somebody else, but they don't care about other people. They're looking out for themselves. What is a team? Okay, they don't care about the team mentality at all. 4, regular productivity has taken a significant decline despite adding more support. Meeting the bare minimum requirements for the job is becoming less frequent. So the person or persons are not meeting the bare minimum to satisfy the job. They're not even meeting the bare standard. And 5, negative attitudes towards clients, customers, peers, and the overall craft of their profession has disappeared. Employees who once loved what they did, whom they did it for, and the people they do it with have become more complacent and irritated. They care less about their job, their clients, and their peers. They used to love their job. No matter what happened, they would just be happy doing their job. Even if they were irritated with people, they loved what they did. And now they can care less. They're like, I don't care. And can't stand this job. These are 5 signs that you have disengaged employees. Again, 1 is worth looking into because it can spread quickly. Some people are more influential than others. And so if you get somebody who's mildly influential and they're disengaged, they're miserable, it's going to spread like wildfire. You'd be like, what happened to my team? They used to be so sweet and loving, and now they can't stand each other. So let's go over the 5 signs again, and then we're going to talk about how to address it. 1, sick days and time off are being taken at higher rates. 2, overtime pay and other incentives for extra work and higher performance are rejected. 3, team's cohesion is falling apart. 4, regular productivity has taken a significant decline despite adding more support. And 5, negative attitudes towards clients, customers, peers, and the overall craft of their profession have disappeared. Oof, it's gone. Nowhere to be found. Let's talk about how you can address dissatisfaction or disengagement on the team so that you can save your company some money, you can retain or improve the integrity of your team and get things done and everybody be happy. Okay. First, ask questions, acknowledge and validate your employees' concerns. Just asking is not enough. Your employees want to be heard. Learn about what matters most to them as well as what they need. forego the speeches about what leadership is, what it looks like, and how people should behave, and start implementing improvements. Get off the soapbox. Nobody wants to hear speeches. They don't want to hear you talk. They want to hear you. They want to see you listen. I'm going to say that again. They don't want to hear you talk. They want to see you listen. What does that mean? That means that your leadership is coming to you and they're asking you open-ended questions. Who, what, when, where, how, and sometimes why, if you can make sure it's not from an accusatory position. Okay. Why is kind of lazy, so leave it alone until you become a master at asking that question. Who, what, when, where, and how? And then acknowledge and validate. It makes sense that you feel this way because X, Y, and Z. Anybody in your position would feel that way. You're not agreeing if you don't use an I statement. You're just saying it makes sense. Because to them, that's how they feel. When you acknowledge, validate, and normalize, you're letting the other person know that you're listening. And that's what they need. They want you to listen. And don't stop at listening. Implement. What are some things that you can do with at your fingertips to actually implement? Okay. If you're like, listen, there are way too many people to talk to one-on-one. All right, do a climate survey and then actually read the results on the climate survey and start to implement some of it. If they're like, listen, if your direct reports are like, listen, we are not getting enough professional development. Okay, don't panic like, oh my God, you know, it's going to cost us a fortune. It's not going to cost you a fortune. You can do professional development at the team level using what you have at your disposal. You need to know, contact me. I'll talk to you about how. But people want to see action. They want to see you implement and put things in place. Two, provide a meaningful, fun, and relaxing team building experience on the dime in time, on the company's dime in time. Don't have mandatory fun on the employee's time. That's ridiculous. They want to be home with their people, with their family. They don't want to be sitting around sweating at a park looking at you. Don't do that. That's not even showing them that you want to actually help them. Do it on your time and dime. Find a time next quarter where you guys can sit down. You either go to an amusement park or you go somewhere and have fun. You pay for it. You invite them. Everybody has fun. Okay. Listen, if your employees are burnt out and upset, they will not appreciate taking their time to attend a mandatory fun event. However, if you provide the same experience on your time and dime, you signal that you care about their enjoyment and want to see them have some fun. Invest in their happiness and their fun. You don't have to do it all the time. You don't have to do it every month. You could do it like once a quarter, twice a year, something like that. Make it something that they look forward to. And do it without condition. Seriously, like nobody wants to continue to re-engage with another person if they feel like every single time they talk to them, it has conditions. Every time we get a reward, there is a condition. Like we have to meet some outrageous goal. Just do it. Do it for the sake of their happiness. Okay. Three, identify the poison apple and consider termination, demotion, or reassignment. Who is a poison apple in a group? If this person is poison, consider termination, demotion, or reassignment. It just takes one disgruntled teammate to spoil the entire team. Energy is contagious and negative energy spreads like festering rash on sensitive skin. People are happier and more productive when the bad apple is removed from the bunch. Okay. They're happier. they're happier working with their teammates when their air isn't sucked out the room. So identify the person who is bringing the team down, and then guess what? Either terminate them, demote them, or reassign them after you've tried to rehabilitate them. Okay? After you try to rehabilitate them. If rehabilitation isn't working, then naturally you have to take termination, demotion, or reassignment. Next, find out where the real problems exist. It is unfair practices. Is it poor customer or client relations? Or is it a lack of recognition? Where is the real problem? What is the root of the problem? Don't slap a Band-Aid on it, because it's just going to cost you more in the long run. What is the root of the problem? And take care of the root of the problem. Sometimes it's poor leadership. I know leaders don't like to hear it, but sometimes it's poor and toxic leadership. Sometimes it's benefits. Sometimes it's pay. Sometimes it's the customers. You let the customers say and do way too much, and now you've offended and hurt your employees because you didn't stand up for them. Find the root of the cause and fix it. And last, invest in your organization by hiring an expert like myself who can do a needs assessment, develop a plan, and work with you to solve the actual problem. Okay? Trying to fix this on your own may be the last thing you need to do. You might need to have to hire somebody from the outside and fix it yourself. It doesn't mean your human resources team isn't capable. It means you guys are super busy doing what you do best. And you need somebody who can come in and handle this specific problem while you handle the other issues that you're working on. So don't take it personal. Don't make it weird. Hey, we just need to invest in someone to come in and help us with this problem so we can focus on what we do and we can stop thieving money. I promise you, the return on investment is greater than the investment itself. So spend the money and hire somebody to come in and help you fix the problem. So we're going to go over the 10 ways you can address disengagement. And then, you know, you tell me, send me a voice message. Tell me what your experience with disengaged employees is. Okay, so one, ask questions, acknowledge and validate your employees' concerns. Two, provide a meaningful, fun, and relaxing team building experience on your dime and time. Three, identify the poison apple and consider termination, demotion, or reassignment after you have tried to rehabilitate them. And then next, you want to find out where the real problem exists. And then last, invest in your organization by hiring an expert who can do a needs assessment, develop a plan, and work with you to solve the actual problem. Thank you for listening to the Women Veterans Leadership Podcast. Be sure to visit our main website at lasco.vet, LASTCO.VET, for more information on our services. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, and hashtag Women Veterans.